Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Leslie Odom Jr., who you guys know as Aaron Burr in Hamilton. Sir, thanks so much for joining us. It's an honor.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my honor. I've never been to the Kennedy Center before, so I'm very excited.
Isn't it beautiful here? Even these backstage rooms are crazy.
It's gorgeous.
Awesome. What are you going to be doing in the show in tribute of Marvin Gaye here?
I'm going to do one of his early songs called Wherever I Lay My Hat Is Home, which is a favorite of mine, been for years, and then Inner City Blues, which was a later tune. I'm just praying I remember all the lyrics.
Oh, it'll come to you.
Okay.
It's just soaked down to the bones. We
you
all know
promise?
Marvin. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you'll be all right. Do you remember when you first heard Marvin Gaye?
Oh, growing sure. Up? Oh, yeah. I mean, my parents really, one of the best things they ever gave me was the gift of music, the gift of their music, you know, which was the best music probably America ever produced, that music of the 60s and the 70s. And so on long car rides, we would, you know, listen to Marvin and the OJs and the Spinners and the Four Tops and the Temptations, you know, so that's really where I learned how to sing was from those car rides to Niagara Falls and
yeah. Really, you did from a car ride to Niagara Falls?
Oh my
we did
God.
I have a great car ride family vacation. Our van was stolen going to Niagara Falls one time. Yeah, so your experience was a little bit better than ours.
Just a little bit. It was either Marvin Gaye or talk radio. And believe me, I preferred Marvin Gaye, believe me.
You know, I'm glad you decided to follow in the music route, not the talk radio.
That's true.
I appreciate it.
It could have gone either way.
Are the songs you're singing tonight, are they your favorite Marvins, or are there other ones, any deep cuts or famous ones that you like?
Oh, sure. Well, these, Wherever I Lay My Hat is actually one of my favorites, but I was invited to join rather late, which is totally fine with me. But
Michael Bublé had a vocal, right?
Yeah, so all the
I think we got the hotter hand, to be honest. You're up for a Tony. It's this week, man.
It's this week. It's on Sunday.
That's a good substitution, baby.
Yeah, I'll take it. But yeah, all of the ones that you would expect were taken, of course, so we had to dig a little bit.
Okay, that's awesome. Cool. Well, the Tonys came up, so congratulations, sir. I appreciate you coming and talking the week of the Tonys.
Thank you so much.
Are you excited? What are you going to be doing sitting there thinking? I mean, you probably watched the Tonys growing up for years, and now you're up there.
I've never won a Tony. Never been nominated. But I'm going to kind of treat it a little bit like the day I got married for my wedding day. You know, it's a lot of planning, a lot of money, a lot of time and energy and thought that goes into that day. And then on the day, you really have to release and enjoy yourself and be present and let other people worry about where you're supposed to be and what time you're supposed to be there. So that's what I'm doing on the 12th. We're going to stress up until the 12th. But once that day gets here, I'm going to have a ball.
Yeah. What's it like knowing that you guys are up for a record number of awards? You're in a history-making show here.
Yeah. It feels amazing. It feels like this show that we all believed in is doing what we all believed it could. And it exceeds our expectations almost every night with every audience that we have.
And I think I saw a little fun tidbit when you were on Fallon. You said you don't dress up until right before the show.
That's right.
What's the deal with that?
Look, if I happen to be dressed right now, if I could have waited until 5 minutes before I sang. Well, because, yeah, it just gives you longer to think about not going out on stage. It's a scary thing. And so I'd rather actually pretend like we don't have anything to do that night. We're just here for a hang, and then at the last moment, somebody shoves me out on stage. But tonight, I had to get dressed a little earlier.
Awesome. And in case some people missed your Tonight Show thing, recap the story when you finally left the stage and you were watching from the seats, and you were with a famous person. Was it Art Garfunkel?
That's right. Yes.
Just recap that.
It's dark in the theater, and so there's you're just around silhouettes. I was in the VIP section, so I knew that all these people were, you know, somebody's, and there was a man down the row from me. He was a little disruptive. He's talking to his wife. He's kind of singing along a little bit. It's very strange. And there's a woman in front of me who's getting very frustrated. She's turning around. Don't talk. Stop talking. It's not that hard. Just don't talk in the theater. And so I tapped my wife and I said, it's gonna get ugly at intermission. Yeah. She was really pissed. Yeah. And at intermission, the lights come up and the man is Art Garfunkel and the woman is Shonda Rhimes. And we have, I've since formed a really close friendship with Shonda, and she explained to me, you know, you don't mess with people on their Hamilton with their Hamilton tickets, right? Because Shonda had flown her three best friends into town. They paid God knows how much for those tickets.
It took a lot to get there.
That's right. It's an experience that you want to give people. So no harm, no foul. But the stage, the house manager had to talk to Mr. Garfunkel and ask him to be a little more quiet during act two. And he was.
Tell me about Lin-Manuel Miranda's genius. I believe I saw an article this week that said he announced sort of when he's going to be leaving. Is that the date? Are you going to leave around then? Is the rest of the cast, is it all going to be at the same time?
We'll see. I'm still in talks right now. I'm open to staying, but it's been a long, full journey. And so if it ended for me on July 9th as well, that would be okay.
Well, what about his genius, though? We're playing off him every night. What does he give you as an actor?
Oh, please. Lin works with an improvisational spirit. And so even though we're not making up words every night, it feels wholly new. And it feels like we spin this yarn every single night. And that, you know, all of the culture, all of our ethos in the Richard Rodgers Theater was given to us by Lin. He's the visionary. And so we lined up behind him 2.5 years ago when we started this process, and we continue to do it each night. He sets a just the most beautiful tone in the space, and it's my favorite place.
Well, his name is in, you know, on the playbill and in the title, but you'll go down in history as the damn fool that shot him, right? Yeah. How's the line go?
It's something. That's right. Yeah. You got it.
Could you say it?
I'm the damn fool who shot him. I think that's how it goes.
Love it. Well, tonight's all about Marvin Gaye. That's we'll great. Get to Hamilton and Tony's on Sunday. So best of luck at that. But first, let's pay tribute to a great man here.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.